God bless you. Have a good day.
I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Do you really think this is the best way to, like, convince people?
Huh. My name's Tony, first of all.
Nice to meet you, Tony. I'm Ty.
Ty?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you a believer, Ty?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to think that a person's, like, morals or values should come from, like, within.
Oh, okay.
And while some of the stories, I think, help people, you know, I think you should, the discovering, the meaning behind that.
Yeah.
You know, that gives you more, more stand on.
So Ty, do I understand you correctly that it's up to the individual to determine what morals are?
So, okay. Like, if, like, murder wasn't illegal, I wouldn't kill. You know? The Bible didn't say it's wrong to kill people, I wouldn't. You know?
Have you ever hated another human being?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, according to God's standard, then you have murdered. His standard's higher. Well, it's unrealistic for you and me because you and me are not able to keep that standard.
But do you think that moral, like, conflict is something that people need in their lives?
Well, everyone has moral conflict. Those who don't are simply...
It's something where you can never be not right, but you can never be enough, almost. You know?
Well, yeah, I think that is good because the reality is God's standard is perfection and none of us measure up. That's why we need a Savior.
So, if you hate someone,
in God's eyes, yes. He said, whoever has hated another person is a murderer. I mean, think about it. Murder begins with hatred in the heart, moves to the mind where the person formulates a plan, and then, for some, goes to the hand where it carries out the act. But the murder actually started in the heart. The Bible also says, do not commit adultery. That's one of the Ten Commandments. But Jesus said, you've heard it said of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, whoever looks at a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. That's how high God's standard is. And so what we do as sinful human beings is we lower that standard.
But don't you think you should set goals and meet them? You know?
It's irrelevant to,
you know, like, love thy neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, does that
yeah.
mean you just kind of put up with him? Or does that mean, you know, you look to the good?
Well, you'll never be
you know,
able to
share what you've got with him.
Yeah, you'll never be able to love your neighbor perfectly. Neither will I. See, if you and I could live in perfection, you think you can love your neighbor perfectly?
Yeah, I love him.
Okay, so but you could love him perfectly.
Yeah, I love him. Yeah, I could
find
them, but I won't.
Well,
but Jesus,
yeah, but yeah. Jesus, but Jesus said, "Greater love is no one than this, and he who lays down his life for his friends." Well, in theory, yeah, but you haven't. You're never going to sacrifice for your.
I'll never be in a.
Let me finish. Well, let me finish. I'm not saying you'll never sacrifice for your brothers. What I'm saying is you'll never be able to sacrifice to the level that God Himself has, and His standard is perfection. And his perfect sacrifice was to send his son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man and without sin, to live in perfect obedience to the laws of God and then sacrifice himself for sinners even though he knew no sin. You're never going to live that kind of love and perfection, neither will I. But yet that's God's standard.
So why wouldn't we... Why?
We could try, and we ought to.
Why wouldn't we live something where things have changed and, you know, like... The fraternity has gay people in it, has black people in it. You know, I love them for
okay.
whatever.
Yeah, love your neighbor as yourself, sure. We shouldn't love people more or less based on the color of their skin or based on the sin they love. We shouldn't love people more or less based on those things. Right. But the point is Ty, right? Ty.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, neither you nor I, as hard as we try and as noble as we may try to be to do those things perfectly, we're never going to do those things perfectly.
So how do you like reconcile that?
Oh.
That difference between the perfection and where you are.
Yeah, the reconciliation is in what God has done for people who fall short like you and me.
Let me finish.
The reconciliation happened at the cross. That's where justice and mercy kissed. God has promised to punish anyone who breaks his law. That's you and me and everyone else. All have sinned and fallen short of his glory. Yet at the same time, he promises to save some. He promises to save those he has also promised to destroy. So how is that reconciled? By God coming down in the form of human flesh, living the perfect life that is required, and then dying a perfect death on behalf of those who cannot die that death. That's how it's reconciled. It was reconciled at the cross. God the Father made him, God the Son, who knew no sin, to become sin on behalf of sinners, people like you and me, so that through him we might receive the righteousness of God. See, it'll never be reconciled if you try in your own flesh.
How do you, where do you put the responsibility for the things you've done?
Oh, it's squarely on us. The responsibility for the things that we've done is on us. Yeah, God's not going to judge you for the things that I have done.
No, but
God's not going to judge me for the things that you have done.
Can you tell me you've never looked at?
Oh no, no. I'm not. I've already stated. I've already conceded. I cannot live a life of perfection. But I'm not reconciled to God by my perfection. I have none. I'm reconciled to God through the perfection of Christ and through my faith in Him. If God gives me what I deserve, Ty, I'm going to hell for all eternity, because I can't think of one of His laws that I haven't broken.
And if that's the case, then what's the same?
Well, I don't do what society dictates is the right thing, because society dictates, our society dictates, it's okay to murder unborn children. I'm not going to do that. Our society dictates that sexual immorality is okay. I'm not going to be involved in that. I'm going to follow God's commands, albeit imperfectly. I'm going to follow God's commands, not to earn His love, not to earn His forgiveness, but because I'm thankful for the love and forgiveness He has given to me through faith in Christ.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, you know, like, it's a different perspective.
Yeah. So, one of your original statements was that it's up to the individual to determine what's right and wrong, what's good, evil, what's moral. Okay. If it is up to the individual to make that determination, can any other individual tell another individual that they're wrong? I'm going to assume, Ty, that you and I both agree that under every circumstance, it's wrong to rape and murder a small child and bury them in a shallow grave for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
you and I agree.
That's a graphic example.
Okay, but the graphic nature of the example is to take something so heinous that you and I are sure to agree on.
True.
Right? You and I agree that there's no circumstance where that is moral. Now, if it's up to the individual to make that determination, then the man who does that for the fun of it is simply following his own moral construct. We can't call him wrong. We can't say what he's done is evil, because he's simply following his own morality, what he's decided for himself is right and wrong. So
I would say that's the point at which the society needs to dictate.
Okay.
You need to live your own life by your own morals.
All right. So now we've gone from the individual. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what I'm hearing is we now agree that it's not up to the individual to decide morality, that society should step in and codify a standard by which we all should follow.
Well, there should be a minimum.
There should be a minimum. Okay. And since the individual doesn't determine that, then society would determine that?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know,
but a standard that applies to everyone.
Yeah.
The society would determine that standard that applies to everyone. Is that what
the
I'm?
Minimum.
Is it the minimum? That's what I'm hearing you say. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I want to make sure I'm understanding you. Okay. So Ty, what about this? There are societies in the Middle East that say it is not only okay, but proper to tie homosexuals' hands behind their back and throw them off roofs to their death. I don't believe that's moral.
I don't think
do
that's
you?
Right.
Okay, but a society has determined it.
Now, and I would say that that's not so much a society as that's a religious.
Well, regardless of whether or not the society is a secular society or a religious society, the society has made the determination.
No, I would agree with you there. You are correct that society has deemed that that is morally sound.
But it's not, though, right?
No, it's not.
Right. I agree with you. It's not. But if it's up to the society, what gives another society to determine the morality for the society we disagree with?
It's one thing to judge another person. It's a completely, or a society, or whichever have you. I think it's, however, a completely different thing to intervene or tell someone that they're going to hell. You know? And I think to use an argument like I love.
Well, let's stay on point. Let's stay on point.
Yeah. Because I mean,
because
a big point there was the homosexual.
All right, let's take another one. Let's take another one. Okay. Our society, 160 years ago, 150 years ago.
Yeah. And one of the
said that it was moral to enslave people because of the color of their skin.
And
was it moral?
No, it wasn't.
Right. But our society determined that.
Yes.
So it would be okay, but it would be wrong though.
Or on murders.
But it would be
when you live in a place with sticks and stones, and that is your standard, your morals would be very different. That's why I think things are better there. When you have prosperity, you can't build very
good. All right, but is that a justification for the immorality?
No, I think
it may be an explanation, but it's but it's certainly not a justification,
not
right?
A justification.
Okay, so then who decides that one society's wrong and one society's right? If it's up to the society to determine that.
Like, I don't think that's a decision that you like
that a society can make. Okay. But yet we
society should.
Oh,
but it's it should be a not a natural thing. People shouldn't suffer. It shouldn't be that's not a part of it. It's something where you should be about yourself. And I think it goes back to what I mean. If you decide tomorrow that you have a great friend and you love him and, he's a, like a brother to you, and then you find out that he, like, sleeps with men and that he loves another man, would you say you hate him? Would you feel
No, I would never hate him. No, because my worldview doesn't allow for that. Let me finish. My worldview as a follower of Jesus Christ does not allow me to hate a homosexual because of their sin.
Okay.
But in a worldview based on an individual's right to determine right and wrong, or a society's right to determine right and wrong, that would allow for hatred of the homosexuals.
And that's the point at which a society needs to be perfect.
But who has the right to impose that upon that society?
It's the people.
Okay.
And to an extent, it's a price you pay for having morals that are different.
Okay, now
I don't agree with your stance
on what?
Homosexuality.
Well, it doesn't matter whether we agree.
No.
Right? What matters...
That's just a fact that we don't see it.
Yeah, okay.
But in our society, if I was running things would be very different. And if you were, things would be...
We're making assumptions. We're making assumptions.
Yeah,
right. You're assuming about me and
would look different.
Maybe. I don't know.
Probably not enormously, but it might be different to live in Idaho.
Right. The point I'm trying to get to though, Ty, is what ultimately is the source of morality. It's not you and me as individuals, and it's not society. God has written His law on our hearts. You and I both know it's wrong to lie and steal and be engaged in any form of sexual immorality, regardless of what kind it is.
Well,
it doesn't matter whether you agree. What matters is whether or not, it doesn't matter what we believe. What matters is whether or not what we believe is true. I could believe you're holding a Porsche Turbo Carrera in your hand. I could believe that with all my heart. But it's never going to
be. Name of this?
No, stop it. Show me.
No, but if I told you that.
Well, it's not. It's a skateboard. It's a skateboard.
It's actually a longboard.
Oh, okay. It's a longboard.
No, I don't.
It's not a sports car. It's a longboard. It doesn't matter what I believe about your longboard. It's a longboard. It's the reality of what it is doesn't change because of what I believe in. It is.
And I would agree with that.
Yeah,
and that's
right. Right. So
like,
God has
the search for the truth isn't about belief, and it's not about something where you can just write it down. Things change.
Wouldn't you
agree if we went back 50 years ago, you could say this is kind of a shitty, and we were standing here compared to where we are now. You could say this is kind of a shitty town, there's not much here. I mean, it certainly wouldn't be what it was today. But you couldn't write down, Iowa City's a terrible place to be, why would anyone want to be there, right?
Well, that argument doesn't necessarily follow. And the fact that brick and mortar change doesn't mean that morality changes.
No, and I agree with that. But if you, thou shalt not murder, what's your stance on capital punishment?
Capital punishment is a murder. Capital punishment is punishment.
So what is murder?
Murder is the premeditated taking of a human life with malice, aforethought. That's not what the death penalty. That's not what the death penalty is.
So if you kill someone because you love them, that's not murder. If for whatever reason,
God says you won't murder. So that's the standard. God's the standard. An individual's interpretation of God's standard isn't the standard. God's standard is the standard. He says you won't murder.
So it's and we've decided that murder is if you have malice in your heart, that is murder.
Right. Premeditation and malice aforethought. Right. That is the definition of murder.
So we could objectively look at something, and if someone killed another person for love, that would be murder.
No, but that's just it. Murder is the opposite of love. You don't.
For whatever reason.
It doesn't matter. Love and murder. Love and murder are not compatible.
So you think that it's just black or white?
Well, it is. It is. And you know it is as well because God's written it. Well, because God's written His law in your heart. Well, that's what you have to do. Without God, you have to live in shades of gray. Your morality has to shift with the winds. Your morality has to shift with the times. It has to, because you're your moral standard. But your moral standard's arbitrary.
So
you can change it whenever you want to.
And that's kind of the point too. If what if all of a sudden tomorrow you realize that you didn't love your wife? Then not that you didn't love her, but you weren't trying.
And I would need to repent of that sin. Put my trust and faith in Christ, yeah. Because I would be violating the law of God, same law He's written on your heart.
And so would you consider in repenting you could do sexually immoral things?
No, not at all. No, turning to Christ. Turning to Christ, putting your faith and trust in Christ, is not a license to sin.
Okay.
Because if someone sees faith in Christ, I've got my get out of hell free card, I can go live however I want, they've never come to genuine repentance and faith in Christ. They're living a lie. So it's a straw man to say, well, if you have Jesus, you can live however you want to. That's not true. That's not God's standard. That's hypocrisy. In fact, the Bible says no hypocrite will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
The fact that you know you can't, that you can just repent, that doesn't have any effect on you. You don't think that has any effect on you? That any of the Christians?
What do you mean? I'm not sure I'm understanding what you're saying.
Well, it sounds like repentance isn't a get out of jail free card. It's something that you earn and you pay for.
No, it's not something you earn to pay for. Because God's forgiveness can't be earned. God's forgiveness can't be paid for. Not by you and me. By the grace of God alone, through faith alone in Christ. Yes. And I can only do that through the power of the Holy Spirit who indwells me. Left to my own devices, left to my own flesh, left to my own sinful flesh, I won't do anything to please God. I won't have a desire to. But because God has caused me to be born again through faith in His Son, I now have a desire to do the things that please Him. But I remain imperfect because I'm still living in this fallen, sinful flesh. So I'm not made right with God. I'm not reconciled to God by my ability to do good as opposed to evil. I'm reconciled to God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross and through faith in His finished work. It's not earned. It's not deserved. It's grace. And that's the difference between what the Word of God teaches and every other man-made religion. If you pick your religion, Catholicism, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, they all say, you got to be a good person, you got to follow these rules, and maybe, just maybe, God will forgive you. The reality is, you're not really capable of keeping His God. God requires us if we're to reconcile ourselves. We can't, because we're sinful human beings. We need His grace, we need His mercy, and He has extended that to mankind through the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. A gift that most human beings, Ty, are going to reject because they would much rather live in shades of gray.
Now, Now, you said that you are imperfect.
How, yes.
Like, then...
Yes, I am.
And it seems to me, so you're imperfect, and so you stand on the morals of these higher morals.
Well, I stand on the... I stand upon the...
You use those as a moral compass?
I stand upon the moral standard that God has written on both of our hearts. Every human being knows it's wrong to lie for the same reason.
If that's the case, what right did God have to decide morals? What right did he have to...
What right? He's God. He doesn't owe you an explanation.
Gave him that authority.
Yeah, he doesn't owe you an explanation. He doesn't owe me an explanation. You know, I just had a conversation with a young man named Ian, a nice young man like yourself, and a similar course of conversation came up. And what I asked him, and I'll ask you, when I was young, I used to love to build model planes. Okay. Have you ever liked to build anything?
For
okay, great. Okay. All right. So you're getting an education in order to build what? Electronics, architectural, what?
It'll be robots. That's the
goal. Okay. Okay. All right. So you decide to build a robot. Does the robot have any right whatsoever to say, why did you make me like this? Just like when I built...
If I were to build a robot that could suffer, I think it should be able to ask why I've given it.
Oh.
If I could build a robot that would want to commit suicide, why? If I could build a robot and tell it that if it wanted to do something for sexuality, really you can date men or you can date women. There's, you can't like date trees, you can't... You know, it's not like you've given this plethora of options when God said, you know, you can only do one thing, you know?
But Ian, you're the builder. You have the right to determine everything for what you've built.
You know, if I were to tell the robot, if you go on that side of the room, you will be damned to eternal suffering.
We're talking about a robot. We're talking about an inanimate object right now. We're not talking about someone created in the image of God. Okay? The point of that metaphor, that analogy is that if I build a model airplane, if I build a P-51 Mustang, and I give it a gray and blue ocean camouflage instead of a green and brown desert camouflage, that model plane that I built has no right to say to me as the builder, why did you paint me this way?
But if you made the model and you made it imperfect and you put it in the world of suffering and sin, wouldn't it deserve...
No, it doesn't deserve anything. The only thing you and I deserve is creation, as men created in the image of God. The only thing we deserve from God, because we've broken His law and sinned against Him, is hell. It's His wrath. That's all we deserve. That He saved some, that He sent His Son so that some might be reconciled to Him. Because of our sin. Because of our sin against God.
If we choose to live in the image of God, then it doesn't matter what we get.
That's the point. I can't live a life of perfection. Jesus said you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. It's a standard that you and I cannot live up to. That's God's standard. If I grew up in a family where everybody stole bicycles, and I learned how to steal bicycles, and I got caught stealing bicycles, and I'm standing before the judge, and I say, Your Honor, I think you ought to let me go, because I just don't think I'm capable. I just don't think I'm capable of living up to that standard of not stealing bicycles. The judge isn't going to let me go. He's going to punish me according to the law. He's not going to let me go. No, not at all, because you don't deserve one chance. You don't deserve any chances, because you've sinned against Him. I don't deserve any chances. No, by sinning against Him, by breaking His law. Every time you've lied, every time you've stolen, every time you've taken God's name in vain, every time you've committed some form of sexual immorality, whatever it is, every time that you've hated another human being, you've broken God's law. And the wages of sin is death. That's all God owes you. That's all God owes me. And what makes His grace and His love so amazing is that He extends it to anyone. Because no one deserves it. You and I don't deserve it. And even though He sent His Son, even though He showed no greater love than to send His Son to die on behalf of sinners like you and me, most human beings are going to to continue to hate God and love their shades of gray, because they love their sin and they don't want to give it up.
It's interesting. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Good talking to you, Ty.
Absolutely.
All right, have a great day.